This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to surround us with the Malaikah and to cause His mercy and His Sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Indeed, we live in a time where people are uploading their lives online. So you find that a person who is eating something puts his picture up online, or a picture of the food that he is consuming online. If he is doing something engaged with his family, perhaps, he must put that online, a picture or a video of what he is doing up onto the internet for everybody to see. And as a result, what has happened is more people have access to his life than ever before. So more people are viewing what he is doing. And we know that Islam teaches us about the evil eye and how that can affect people. In fact, one narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions the statistic that most of the deaths of my ummah are from the evil eye. Yes, this narration, according to some people, is weak. But it tells us something, that the evil eye can actually send a person to his grave. So we discourage those who are uploading their lives online from doing so, because the person who's seeing this may not actually wish you well. Perhaps they don't have any evil feeling in their heart towards you. But as a result, they look at that, their lives are not as glamorous as yours, or their life is not as glamorous as that particular moment in your life. It's not like you don't have problems. It's not like you don't have issues. But because you upload only that which is good, and naturally so, you want to paint a beautiful picture, then people think that your life is better than it actually is. And they begin to become jealous of you. And this can affect you. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us something that is profound. He taught us two surahs from the Quran, that if we are to recite them, then we will be protected from the evil eye, from shaitan, from all this evil. So we should not be focusing on the fact that if I do something in public, then perhaps someone will see me and say, hey, that person's doing this and that person got that car and he's got this house. We should not focus on that. Yes, we shouldn't go out of our way to brag to people and to put it in the public eye for no reason whatsoever. But if it is in the public eye, we don't focus on the fact that people will be looking at it and saying, wow, look at what he has. What we do is we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek refuge from the evil eye, from the evil of magic and from the evil that is out there, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down two surahs that are known as the protectors, Al-Mu'awwidhatayn. And these are the two surahs that we want to briefly go through today, because we recite them. Many of us recite them in the early morning and late at night before we go to sleep. But do we realize what we are uttering, what we are saying? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord, the creator of the daybreak. The Lord of the daybreak. I seek refuge in Him from what? From the evil that He has created. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Lord of daybreak. Why? Because at daybreak or just before, the time is known as Sahar. And this is the time at which we eat our suhoor. You see the similarity between the words? Sihr is magic which is derived from that time of the morning when people wake up to engage in magic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the fact that He is the Lord of the daybreak. He is the Lord who will protect you from what? From the evil that He has created. You see, it is ultimately Allah who created evil. It is ultimately Allah who created shaitan. So He's telling you that don't pay attention to the evil. Pay attention to the one who created the evil. He can protect you from that. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقُ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the evil of the night when it settles. غَاسِق is the moon. And you know when the moon is covered by the clouds and the night becomes dark, it becomes extremely black. You know, today we don't get to experience this. Why? Because there's artificial light around us. There's our lamps in our homes and you have the lights, etc. In fact, even in your own garden, you have light such that the night is not experienced to that darkness. But if you are to go out into the areas, into the bush where there's nothing but the stars and the moon, when that moonlight becomes covered, it becomes very dark. This is also a time of evil. This is a time where the devils are roaming about. This is a time when the sorcerers and the magicians are practicing their craft. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. So I seek refuge from the evil that happens at that time. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And I seek refuge from the evil of the blowers into the knots. You see, there are people who actually tie up knots. At times they take up hair and they tie it up and they blow into these knots. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that to seek refuge from that as well. You know, I'd like to divert for a moment. You know, many of the ta'weed that we wear, what is known as a tamimah in Arabic, contains sihr. It contains magic of some sort. Even though at times that magic is meant to protect you from other magic, it is evil in and of itself. And we are not allowed to wear this. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man 'allaqa tamimatan faqad ashrak." The one who hangs an amulet, that ta'weed, then he has associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there is a minority of scholars that allow you to hang that which is only comprising of Quran. That is okay. Or a hadith or something correct, a dua, etc. Something that is derived from that. There is a minority of scholars that allow you to hang that. But the minute you believe in that more than you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is only ayat, ahadith, du'as, the minute you believe in that more than you believe in Allah, you say, this is protecting me, faqad ashrak. So he has associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best is not to hang this at all. The best is not to wear this at all. Regardless of what it contains, I have personally opened up amulets that contain hair in them, that contain pieces of clothing or shoes in them. What is this? That contain shirkiyat, calling out to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala words that you can't understand. What is this? This is actually seeking refuge in the devils. So it's very dangerous. We don't know what's in that. Don't hang these amulets. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. So many a times you find that in this amulet there is a piece of hair. They have tied knots onto it and probably blown onto those knots. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Falaq. So we seek refuge from that, O Allah. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. And from the evil of the one who is jealous when he is jealous. You see, when people see and they are watching your life, then sometimes it stirs up emotions in their heart. They are not happy to see you living the way you do. They are not happy to see that you have a child and they don't. They are not happy to see that you have a beautiful car and they don't. So it is the nature of man to a certain extent to feel that emotion. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek refuge from the evil of the self. Obviously, he himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had no evil within him. But this was a lesson for all of us, that when we look at others and when we see what they have, what do we say? Allahumma barik. Oh Allah, bless him in that which he has. Why? Because when you make that dua, not only are you making a dua for that person, but it is a dua for yourself as well. The angels say, and for him as well, O Allah. For him as well, O Allah. So the angels are making a dua for you. وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. So this is Surah Al-Falaq. This is what it comprises of. It is a protection from that which is evil. And then Surah Al-Nas. In fact, I think we are reaching our time limit. So inshallah, perhaps in another Jumu'ah, we will discuss Surah An-Nas and we will end off this particular lecture, you know, series, etc. You see, what I wanted to do, the idea is to explain to us what this means so that when we recite it, we bear this in our minds, we bear this in our hearts. And this will be more impactful when we recite it and when we read it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our families and that which we have. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.